'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him. Trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I
Brother Ernie just asked me to say something a little bit about what we're doing in the village, but I need to say my heart is just overflowing tonight with just gratitude to the Lord for what He's done in the past. But it's not about the past, is it? A little bit, but the past is a window into the future, and we're looking in these 2 weeks. We've just been singing about grace and about His love, and oh, the love that sought me, and I was thinking about what an active love that is. It's a seeking love. It's a love that when I think of the boys that are coming, it's that love that's going to go into the bunks at night and walk among those boys and be among them, the worship with the boys, and it's the same seeking that was for somebody dead like me. That same seeking that was dead like you, for somebody that was dead like you, is that same seeking spirit, that same yearning heart of Jesus that is looking for these boys. And I'm so thankful that I can serve with these young men, a lot of these young men, all of these young men I know. And they've all been, all these counselors were counselors that that at one point were campers, and God really did something for them, and to now serve with them as men on this missions trip, which is really what this is, right? That's really what that is. It's a mission field. It just means so much to me. And I know that we can count on what Jesus has done in the past. It was many years ago that we had one of the things we talked about was the Ebenezer, and it was that picture that, you know, in the Old Testament where God was faithful and Samuel erects this stone for all of Israel to look and say, this is an Ebenezer. This is the stone of remembrance. God did something for me here. And we have those places in our lives where God really works in our hearts. And we can say, yeah, the Lord really helped me here. And the Lord really helped me there. And later on, the Lord helped me in this position and in this situation. And I can say, as somebody that's getting more gray or losing more hair, actually both, that is true in my life, and I know it's true in the life of my counselors, and it's true in a lot of the campers that are coming up, those who have given their hearts to the Lord. But I'm so impressed by what Brother Phil Walfogel said at a leadership meeting back in March. It was on his heart to talk about the kids that are not saved yet. And it's been on my heart all the years that I'm a head counselor, but I was so glad for him to say that. And it just, I just remembered again, there's that seeking that the Lord, he's seeking, he's looking for the lost. And so I would want you to pray with us, and I know you will, for the lost that are coming up. Our job is really a missions. It's the Great Commission. We are here to preach the word to them and to live the word to them, to point them to Jesus and to make disciples. So the disciple making piece is something we're more comfortable with. And so one of the things we're going to be talking about tomorrow as counselors is, well, how do we lead a child to Christ? I mean, if you haven't ever done that, can be a little bit intimidating. So we're going to go through that and talk about that and brainstorm a little bit and pray for each other and support each other in that, because that's so needed. Every year, I say the same thing, and that is that every year when you look at the world around you, it seems like it just got a little shade darker. It's like mood lighting at a restaurant, right? You go to a restaurant and you're having dinner, and then it gets a little bit dark, and all of a sudden you can't read the menu anymore. But in a much more serious way, I feel that's what we're faced with in a very dark place, in a very dark world, in a world that is veering further and further from the things of God, and how important it is for young men and young women, but you know, we're ministering to young men, how important it is for young men to live for the Lord and to know the Lord and to be a light in a place that's so dark. And so we trust the Lord. Jesus, how I trust thee. And you know, I trust him to lead us. And he will. We're going to be talking about, or the lessons that we're doing in our devotions in the morning is a continuation from last year. Last year we talked about, we went through the life of Elijah, we talked among ourselves, and we think, well, you know, it'd be nice just to do the sort of the sequel to that, which is Elisha. And I was so pleasantly, I was blessed by the theme of camp for this year is that the importance of the Holy Spirit. And here's Elisha. First thing we're going to talk about this is on Wednesday morning, is about Elisha asking for that double portion. And that double portion is important. What was that for? What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit for? And I don't want to get too theological. I'm in the presence of some great scholars here. But it's clear that one of the reasons why we are filled with the Holy Spirit is so that we can be effective witnesses and that we can minister and that we are equipped to minister. And so I'm asking the Lord also for a double portion for each one of us and for just his infilling. And for him to get a hold of this boy twice as good as last year, twice as good. Yes. And so We're doing that in faith, and we know that the Lord answers these prayers. So that's really our theme. We're looking for the work of Elisha. By the way, the second so here's how you can pray with us. Here's the strategy. We're going right after it. We're going right after these boys' hearts, and we're going to start on Wednesday night. We're going to start tomorrow, of course, but tomorrow night is sort of an introductory sort of hear the rules of camp, and everybody's sort of excited, and that takes a while because state law requires that we cover certain ground, and we have to talk about the beach and lots of stuff, so we won't really have too much time to get into the word, but first thing on Wednesday is to go after that. Our first lesson is that request by Elisha for this, for that double portion, and we'll talk about that. But the second lesson, we're going to skip Elisha for one day, and we're going to go right to Acts 2 and to talk about that, that infilling, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and what that was used for and how mightily the Lord worked. And we want to really make sure that we do the best that we can do in our own, not in our own strength, but in the strength that God gives us to minister to these boys. So we ask for your prayers. We'll be praying for you as well. I know it's not just about the boys. It's about you ladies on staff, and it's about anyone that's here. The Lord is after you. He's got that seeking heart. He's after you. He's relentless. Thank the Lord. He's relentless that way. I feel like I've rambled, but I feel I've expressed my heart to you. We want the Lord to be glorified. Sometimes you think like, well, how can I possibly minister to a child? If you're at all self-reflective, I'm sure it'd be very easy for you to look inside and say, I'm not worthy. And I'm not, and no one's worthy. And I think that's the point. Isn't that the point? God takes broken pieces and uses them for his glory. He says, if I can do that for him, I can do it for you. And so we're after that. And so pray with us. We'll pray with you. And let's ask the Lord for that double portion.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.